Yo, what's going on, Wrestling Universe? It's your boy, TK, from the Wrestling Index Podcast, and we are back with another episode. And baby, this one's got my juices flowing. Let me tell you, I'm really pumped up, really excited to talk. Today, we're going to do a quick hitter on what if the Elimination Chamber was around in 1990. And if you're not familiar with the podcast, you can find the Wrestling Index Podcast on all your socials. You can find it on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, YouTube. You know the drill. Also, you can find it on alleverythingentertainment.com. All Everything Entertainment's your one-stop shop for sports, wrestling, movie, music reviews, list rankings, all that good stuff. Check out the website. It's a killer website. I just relaunched it after about a year hiatus. Moved everything from the wrestlingindex.com back over to it. Got some good writers, some good podcasts, and we're ready to roll, baby. We're going to have a good time with All Everything Entertainment, just like we have a good time right here on the Wrestling Index Podcast. Dropping soon on this podcast will be an episode me and Matty Daddy from Matty Daddy Presents. We talked a little WrestleMania 6 last night. That one will be dropping soon. And today, 1990, WrestleMania-ish, what if we used an Elimination Chamber? It's crazy to think about Hulk Hogan in an Elimination Chamber. Crazy to think about the Ultimate Warrior in an Elimination Chamber. But how cool would that be? So, titles on the line. We're going to have six people in the match, obviously. Three good, three bad, three good. And I'm going to tell you this right now. This is all just like I was sitting here and it all just came to a whim to me. So I said, fuck it. Let's record this shit right now. Let's get it out there. Let's see what the people think about this. So I didn't even like deep dive into this. This is just fancy booking right here sitting on my couch. Let's get into it. One, Hulk Hogan, the champion, defending his title. Two, The Ultimate Warrior. Three, Jake the Snake Roberts. Four, the Macho King, Randy Savage. Five, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. And six, Mr. Perfect. Dude, those fucking six guys right there. There's my childhood. There's fucking everything. You talk about the cast of characters in that match. With the over-the-top baby faces with Hogan and Warrior. Savage was peak heel form at this time. Jake the Snake was cutting promos better than ever. His promo at the 1990 WrestleMania was just so fucking fantastic. He's so sadistic, so good with his words, his clarity. He's so crisp. Awesome. Plus the fact how he used Damian back then. Jake the Snake was on a whole nother level. And then you got, you know, your two natural heels in Mr. Perfect and the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, your workers. Does it get any better than that? Those six guys, 1990 World Championship Elimination Chamber match. Let's go, baby. Getting into the match. We'll have Mr. Perfect starting for sure and Jake the Snake on the other side. So Perfect and Jake start the match. They tangle for a little bit. No one's going to get eliminated here. Coming in third, you're going to see the Macho King come into the match. So you're going to have Macho King, Mr. Perfect, and Jake the Snake go at it for a little bit until fourth comes in DiBiase. So you're going to have the four of them. You're going to have the three heels, and you're going to have Jake the Snake. But, you know, again, in this match, it's for the World Championship. Nobody cares. Next out, not Hulk Hogan. It's actually going to be the Ultimate Warrior. The Ultimate Warrior will come out next, and Hogan got to stay in his Elimination Chamber till last. So, brother isn't working. The other guy's been working this whole time. Ultimate Warrior gets in the match, starts running through people like crazy. So, Ultimate Warrior gets in, and at this point, he runs through the Million Dollar Man. The Million Dollar Man gets eliminated. Jake the Snake hits, the Macho Man hits Jake the Snake with an elbow drop from the top of one of the chambers. Jake the Snake is eliminated. So now in the ring We are down to three guys. We got Mr. Perfect, we got the Macho Man, and we have the Ultimate Warrior right as Hulk Hogan is entering the fray. Four guys now. They get in there. They're mixing it up all over the place. Big boots, punches, elbow strikes, body slams, playing to the crowd. You know, you got four of the greatest of all time in this match right now. You got Hulk Hogan as world champion, the Ultimate Warrior, the Macho King, and Mr. Perfect. After a couple minutes, you got Hogan eliminating Perfect, and you got Warrior eliminating Savage, and it comes down to Hogan and Warrior. And this is your 1990s, right? And this is your main event between Hogan and Warrior. Where are we going to go with this? I guess I didn't think about, was this before or after WrestleMania 90? Did we already see the Ultimate Warrior beat Hulk Hogan in that classic? And folks, that was a classic. Or did that never happen? And this is the first time, and this is the title defense at WrestleMania 6. Oh, regardless, Hogan's just a bit fresher, and Hogan's going to hold off Warrior. Big boot, leg drop, 1, 2, 3. And then we'll do a little singles match down the road where Warrior will take it from Hogan. But yeah, how cool would that be? A little elimination chamber. Maybe you don't like my booking on there. You can book it your own way. But just thinking about guys who I'd throw in an elimination chamber, you also have Big Quake. You're going to throw an Earthquake in back then. You got Roddy Piper, Tito Santana, Rick Martel, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, the Big Boss Man, Rick Rude. I mean, these are all guys who would be really fun in a match like that. But if we're putting, you know, I should have probably not put Warrior in the match. I should have probably done another guy like Pipe or something. But at the end of the day, if you're putting the big guns in there, you're putting your six top dogs in there, you got to put those two in. And you'll let Hogan collect his victory first. Warrior will get it back in the one-on-one match. And then, you know, you can have Hogan Warrior 3 down the road. That's it. I just wanted to hop on and just think about it. I'm going to write an article on this today. You'll be able to find it on alleverythingentertainment.com. I want to thank you guys who do listen. For new listeners, thanks for tuning in. You'll see more content just like this. Old school pay-per-view reviews, news, all that good stuff. Just my opinions getting out here talking what I love, some wrestling. Check out this podcast, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Anchor. And again, please check out alleverythingentertainment.com. We'll talk to you guys soon.